was the very auspicious commemoration of the disappearance of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Who was one of the original biographers of the life and teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can someone get Adi Leela, Volume 2? Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, praises Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur with great, great devotion because he established initially for the world the principles of Sri Gaudiya Vaishnavism through his literature. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, it is explained, was the son of Narayani. Narayani was the niece of Srivas, one of the members of Panchatattva and one of the dearest associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on many occasions, Lord Chaitanya would take this little girl, Narayani, and with his own hands, he would feed her the Maha Maha Prasad from his own plate. On one occasion, actually on several occasions, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to show the devotees his supreme power to give love of God to all living beings, he would order the little four-year-old child, Narayani, to chant the name of Krishna in ecstatic love. And by receiving this order, little Narayani would begin to call out with unalloyed devotion the names of Krishna. Tears would just spring from her eyes uncontrollably, like the rivers Ganga, Jamuna, and her limbs would tremble and she would fall to the floor in ecstatic love. And again, Lord Chaitanya would call her forward and place food from his own mouth into her mouth with his own hand. And she became famous amongst all the Vaishnavas as Narayani, who received the most intimate loving mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When she was pregnant with her child, her husband left this world and she became a widow. And she gave birth to Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. And she was taken within the household of Vasudev Dutt, one of the very, very supremely compassionate associates of Lord Chaitanya. And he employed her to just do menial chores in the house. And Vasudev Dutt, in his great compassion, he maintained and supported her. Today, if any of you go to Sri Navadvip Dham, there is a place called Mam Gachi, for those who have gone on the Navadvip Parikrama with us, you remember. And in Mam Gachi, just close to the banks of the holy river Ganga, is the actual birthplace of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And just a few minutes away by walking is the house of Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt personally educated the child Vrindavan Das by giving him so much wonderful information about the wonderful pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Vasudev Dutt, being an intimate associate of the Lord, narrated not only what he had heard from others, but what he had personally experienced through his own relationship with the Lord. Later, Vrindavan Das Thakur became very dear to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu bestowed his most intimate blessings. He taught him the science of Krishna consciousness, and he gave him pure love for Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nityananda Prabhu also invested within the heart of Vrindavan Das Thakur knowledge and realization which was required to reveal Lord Chaitanya's glories to the world. Because Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram. As Anantashesha, with his thousands of mouths, he is always glorifying the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. Similarly is Lord Nityananda. His eternal service is to simply glorify and magnify for the whole world the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we know how Lord Nityananda traveled here and there and everywhere and induced everyone to chant the names of Gauranga. Baja Gaurango, Kaho Gaurango, Raho Gaurange Namre, Jejana Gaurango Pache, Sehayama Pranre. This is a beautiful song composed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself. Worship Gauranga. Speak the names of Gauranga. Chant the holy names of Gauranga. Always remember Gauranga. And anyone who simply follows this simple instruction, that person becomes my life and soul. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, wanting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories to be in the form of holy scriptures, he personally imparted this knowledge to Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. And shortly after, he personally empowered Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami by giving him the instruction to go to Vrindavan and describe the glories of the Lord through Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vrindavan Das Thakur also became one of the dear, most favorite associates of Janava Devi. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu departed from this mortal world, Janava Devi, accompanied by Vrindavan Das Thakur, went for the first Gaur Purnima festival in Khechari Gram, which was inaugurated and organized by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Shamananda Prabhu. So the glories of Vrindavan Das Thakur are sung throughout the years, the ages amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada has translated with great care Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was written by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami on the banks of Sri Radha Kund and Shama Kund in Vrindavan Dham. And in the Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the glories of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur and the wonderful book he has written. Originally, Vrindavan Das Thakur titled his scripture Chaitanya Mangala. But later on, Lochan Das Thakur wrote another beautiful poem about the life of Lord Chaitanya, which he entitled Chaitanya Mangala. So there were two Chaitanya Mangalas. The Vaishnavas were thinking, not thinking, but they understood without question that Vedavyas himself had descended as Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vedavyas wrote all of the Vedic literatures, and then the essence of all those books he had given to us in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat is the essence of the purest nectar of the life and teachings of Lord Krishna. And that same Vedavyas has descended along with Krishna in his descension of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was the Bhagavat of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. So the devotees renamed his book Chaitanya Bhagavat, which he was very happy about. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami here in Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks of his gratitude to Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Ori mudha lokashuna chaitanya manga chaitanya mahima yati jani beshaka. O fools, just read Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat was originally entitled Chaitanya Mangal. But when Srila Lochan Das Thakur later wrote another book named Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur changed the name of his own book, which is therefore known as Chaitanya Bhagavat. The life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very elaborately described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has already informed us that in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has described whatever Vrindavan Das Thakur has not mentioned. This acceptance of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami indicates his acceptance of the disciplic succession. A writer of transcendental literature never tries to surpass the previous acharyas. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kahi Vedavyas Chaitanya Lila Ravyasa Vrindavana Das. As Vyasadeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavana Dasa Koila Chaitanya Mangal Yanhara Shravani Nase Sarva Amangal. Thakur Vrindavan Das has composed Chaitanya Mangal. Hearing this book will annihilate all misfortune. Chaitanya ni thera yate janiya mahima yate jani Krishna bhakti siddhantera simha. By reading Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all the glories or truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna. Bhagavate yata bhakti siddhante rasar likeya chain inha jani koriya udhar. In Chaitanya Mangal, later known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has given the conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting the authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mangala suni yadi pasandi yavan seha maha vaishnava hoyata takshana. Even if a great atheist hears Chaitanya Mangal, he immediately becomes a great devotee. Manusera chite nari aiche granta dhanya Vrindavana dasa muke vaktashi chaitanya. The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken to the writings of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains how in the writings of pure transcendental literature, it is not the author, but it is the Supreme Lord Himself who speaks or writes through that author. And how similarly Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he began writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was in his 90s of age and he was an invalid. And throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, struck with great wonder, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami relates to his readers that I do not know how I am reading. I mean writing. It is Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu who is personally speaking through my hand to present this knowledge to the world. Vrindavana Dasapadi Koti Namaskar Aiche Granta Koriten Hotorila Samsar. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of all fallen souls. Narayani Chaitanyera Uchista Bhajan Tandragarbe Janmila Sri Dasa Vrindavan. Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the foodstuff of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born from her womb. Tandraki adbhuta chaitanya charita varanan yahara shravani shudha hoila tribhuvan. What a wonderful description he has given of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone in the three worlds who hears it is purified. Ataiva bhaja loka chaitanya nityananda khandibe samsara dukha bhavi premananda. I fervently appeal to everyone to adopt the method of devotional service given by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and thus be freed from the miseries of material existence and ultimately achieve the loving service of the Lord. Vrindavana dasa koila chaitanya mangal tahate chaitanya lila varanila sakal. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Chaitanya Mangal and therein described in all respects the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Sutra kori sabalila korila granthan pachi vistariya tahara koila vivaran. He first summarized all the pastimes of the Lord and later described them vividly in detail. Chaitanya chandrera lila ananta apar varnita varnite granta hoila vistar. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited and unfathomable. Therefore, in describing all those pastimes, the book became voluminous. He saw them to be so extensive that he later felt that some had not been properly described. Nityananda lila varanane hoila avesh, Chaitanya rashesha lila rahila avashesh. He ecstatically described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, but the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained untold. Selaba lilar sunite vivaran Vrindavana vasi bhaktir utkantitaman. The devotees of Vrindavan were all very anxious to hear those pastimes. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes how he was given the order to compile the later pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great detail. Chaitanya Vrindavana Dasir Pada Padma Kori Dhyan Thandra Agya Loya Liki Yahate Kalyan. I took permission from Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur by praying at his lotus feet, and upon receiving his order, I attempted to write this auspicious literature. Chaitanya lilate vyasa brindabanadas tandra kripa vina anye nahoya prakash. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is the authorized writer on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Without his mercy, therefore, one cannot describe these pastimes. Murka nicha kshudra muhi vishaya lalas vaishnavagya bhali kori etika sahas. I am foolish, low-born, and insignificant. I always desire material enjoyment, yet the order of the Vaishnavas, by the order of the Vaishnavas, I am greatly enthusiastic to write this transcendental literature. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Charanir Eba Yandra Smrite Siddhahoi Vanchita Sakau. The lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are my source of strength. Remembering their lotus feet can fulfill all one's desires. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padiyara As Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohihi Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he writes that this particular literature that he has given to the world is especially auspicious for all living beings because it describes Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to the two most sinful demons, Jagai and Madhai. And he describes therein that the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavat is eternally glorious and worshipped by all fortunate souls, because within it is this particular narration of the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. And anyone who hears this story with faith and a submissive heart will achieve pure love of Krishna and will be delivered and purified of all one's sins, of all one's previous births. So on this auspicious occasion, we would like, with the permission and blessings of the Vaishnavas, to make some insignificant attempt to try to glorify Vrindavan Das Thakur by repeating this wonderful pastime that he tells of how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda come to save the most sinful fallen souls of this age of Kali Yuga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had established the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Through his great mercy, people all around Navadvip were ecstatic in Krishna Prema, loudly chanting Krishna's holy names.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Lord Chaitanya's message is very simple and sublime. But also, for those who have a philosophical disposition, it is the deepest, most profound, and concise philosophy that cannot be challenged, what to speak of, approached by any other philosophy that has ever been spoken on earth, because it extracts the very essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the very personification of Srimad Bhagavatam. because Srimad Bhagavatam culminates in the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and that Radha and Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Krishna, in the mood of the ecstatic sentiments of Radharani's love, who came not only to experience Radha's love, but to give it to any person in this age of Kali Yuga who simply with faith was willing to accept it. And the simple process which he gave was serving the Vaishnavas, living a pure life, and always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So one day, while sitting in Srivas Thakur's house, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Nityananda Prabhu and Thakur Haridas and gave them an extraordinary instruction. He told them, "I want you to go to everyone and to anyone without discrimination of who is qualified and who is unqualified. And I want you to give them Krishna's holy name." Not only the Brahmins and the Pandits, but even the drunkards and the sinners and the chandalas and the untouchables, they are all part and parcel of Krishna. Give them all love of God by inducing everyone to chant the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
You go to every home, every bathing ghat, every marketplace, and whoever you meet, you appeal to them. Chant Krishna's holy name. Worship Krishna. Teach others about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your life and your wealth. Take Krishna's name. There is nothing else you have to tell anyone. Just entreat them to take the name of Krishna. The process of bhakti. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they took this order as their life and soul. Because when the spiritual master gives an order, there is no question whether it is possible, whether it is not possible. Because Bhagavad Gita teaches we are not attached to the results of our actions. We are simply attached to trying to carry out the will of the Lord. And that effort in and of itself is the perfection of our life. Krishna told Arjuna, "You fight this war. Whether you win or lose is none of your business. You just do everything within your power to carry out my order. And that is the perfection of your life." So Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, they immediately went into the town of Navadvip. And they were going from house to house. And they were appealing to people. They were begging people. "We are beggars. We have come to beg alms from you. And this is the alms we beg. Take Krishna's name. Worship Krishna. Always remember Krishna and give this teaching of Krishna consciousness to others. Krishna is your mother, your father, your treasure, your wealth, your life. Chant the holy names." And the pious people, they were so happy. Such mercy. Such great learned souls coming to our homes as beggars, begging us to take the name of Krishna. How can we refuse? And even very sinful people, very lowly fallen people, upon seeing the beauty and the compassion of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they joyfully surrendered to their instructions, and their lives were transformed by the congregational chanting of the holy name. But not everyone accepted. Many people were very envious. They were very threatened by this appeal. The people who were not allowed in Srivas's house at night, who were very angry at the Vaishnavas, they would just blaspheme Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas. We should catch them, and we should. They're causing a disturbance to society. We should bring them to the court of the king and have them tried, imprisoned. He said they are basically good people, but due to their association with that madman, Nimai Pandit, they have become mad, and now all the decent people in Navadweep are all becoming mad because of them. And others would threaten to beat them. Some would say that we know what these two people are doing. They are thieves, and they are coming house to house just to see what is in the house. Later on, they will rob you. So they were trying to spread all sorts of suspicion and everything else. But the fortunate souls, they took the process of Harinam Sankirtan. And when Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur heard the blasphemies of these people, they simply laughed. With compassion and sympathy for the people speaking, they laughed because they understood that they were simply giving it out on the mercy, on the order of the Lord. When you are doing something on the order of the Lord, you are not concerned what people say about you. You are simply concerned with whether they take the mercy of the Lord. So in this transcendental state of consciousness, they were going from house to house. Sometimes they would get on their hands and knees and beg people to take Krishna's name, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they would go to the various, they would not only Navadweep, but all of the villages surrounding Navadweep. And their message was the same. Chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, and teach others about Krishna. Krishna is your life and soul. One day, and each night, after throughout the day, they would come back to Srivas Thakur's house, and they would report to Lord Chaitanya exactly what happened that day. It was Lord Chaitanya's great pleasure to hear about the devotional service of his devotees. So one day, as they were traveling throughout Navadweep, they came across a very unsightly event. There was a crowd of people, and they were all shocked, amazed, disgusted, and afraid. What is happening? Then they heard loud, loud, terrible, foul words being screamed out. And they went closer. And they saw two huge, drunken brothers in a terrible state, hitting each other, beating each other, pulling each other's hair, screaming out the foulest, most terrible, obscene words. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu asked one of the persons, "Who are they?" He said, "These are two Brahmins. They were born in Brahmin family. Their names are Jagai and Madhai. And they have become very fallen. Since their birth, they have associated with drunkards. And there is no sins that they do not commit. They are constantly drunk on strong wines. They set fire to people's houses. They kill Brahmins, they kill cows, they kill old people, they kill women, they exploit women. They're thieves. There is no sins that they do not commit. And because of them, the whole city of Navadweep is in great fear." Lord Nityananda was thinking. And he said to Haridas Thakur, that if these two brothers can be delivered by the chanting of the holy names, then our Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his fame will spread throughout the world. He said to Haridas, he said, "When those Muslims were beating you through the 22 marketplaces, you were very kind upon them. Because of your mercy on them, they were delivered by the mercy of the Lord. He said, if you offer your prayers to the Lord and show your mercy to this Jagai and Madhai, they will be delivered too. And this will be the glory of our master. And Haridas Thakur replied, because you have already given your kindness upon them, they will be delivered. There is no doubt. So, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur started approaching. And the people saw, what are you doing? You're going to Jagai and Madhai. You are fools, you are crazy. They will kill you, they will destroy you. They are dangerous, violent men. Stop, stop. None of us will go anywhere near him. We will not even go there near their shadows. They are so contaminated. Nityananda Prabhu said to Haridas Thakur, you see, these people are so sinful that anyone who even is touched by their shadow, they will immediately go and bathe in the Ganges with all their clothes on. But by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they take to the chanting of Harinam, he said, anyone who sees them will think that they have just bathed in the river Ganges. And then they slowly approached Jagai and Madhai. And Nityananda Prabhu spoke. He said, my dear brothers, please take Krishna's name. Please, my brothers, worship Krishna. Teach others about Krishna. Krishna is your wealth. He is your fortune. He is your life and your soul. And that same Lord Krishna, he has descended into this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give sinful people like you the way of deliverance through the congregational chanting of the holy names. So please chant the names of Sri Krishna. Jagai and Madhai hated Vaishnavas. But somehow or other, although they committed every type of offense, they never blasphemed Vaishnavas because they never had the opportunity. Because Vaishnavas just never associate with such people. So they never had association with devotees. So Vrindavan Das Thakur said they committed every sin except one. They never blasphemed a Vaishnava. And he said, therefore, they were more candidates for the Lord's mercy than the great Brahmins and pundits who blasphemed Vaishnavas. Because that is the one offense the Lord cannot tolerate. So when they heard these words, they looked up and they saw Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur with folded hands, with such compassion in their eyes and smiles on their face. They couldn't believe. These people are approaching us. Everyone is afraid of us. So they just screamed out, catch them, catch them. They started chasing after Haridas and Nityananda with one purpose in mind, to murder them. Because for them, to murder people was like drinking water. It was nothing. Nobody could stop them. They were so powerful and so belligerent that even the king was afraid. What could anyone do? So they went chasing after Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And seeing these monstrous demons coming to kill them, they both ran away. And they were running very fast. And Jagai and Madhai were running as fast as they could run. And the local people were saying, we told you, we told you. Why you approached them? Now your lives will end. No one can escape from the wrath of Jagai and Madhai. And they were running and running. And Jagai and Madhai were running and calling, come back, come back. Jagai and Madhai are calling you. You come back. You misunderstand our intentions. Come back and see what we will do. And they were, but because they were so fat, they could not run so fast. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas were both renunciates, so they were not, they were running very fast. And as they were running, they would look back every now and then and see these brothers just, and Nityananda Prabhu said to Haridas that you, by the mercy of the Lord, while you were getting beaten in the 29 places by those executioners of the Kaji, he said, you were delivered, so you should pray again that we be delivered. And Haridas, he said, somehow you are such a troublemaker. And because of this, because of my association with a troublemaker like Nityananda Prabhu, I think today my life will end. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, I am not a troublemaker. It's that master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave us this order. He is the troublemaker. Who has ever given this order? Go to the most sinful, the most violent, the most fallen, fall at their feet and beg them to chant the holy names. Who has ever given such an instruction before? But he is our master in our life and our soul. And therefore, he will deliver them. In this labor, they were joking amongst each other. And they were running and running and running. And ultimately, Jagai and Madhai, because they were so drunk and so out of shape, they just fell down and started pulling each other's hair and beating each other. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur went to Srivasa's house. And there they saw Lord Chaitanya. And they wanted to give him their daily report. They said, today we met these two Brahmins named Jagai and Madhai who are very, very sinful. And when we asked them to chant Harinam, they chased us, they tried to kill us, and we had to run away for our lives. And Lord Chaitanya said, who is this Jagai and Madhai? If they are Brahmins, why are they behaving like this? And Gangadas Pandit and Srivas, they began to explain that they were born in Brahmin families, and their families were so pious that for generations and generations and generations there wasn't even the slightest tinge of impiety in any of their family's activities. Learned in the scriptures, very pure, very charitable, very moral. But somehow or other, when these two children were very, very young, practically since birth, they just started associating with demoniac souls. And by that association, their hearts became corrupt. And now there is not a single sinful activity that they do not commit every day. They kill cows, they kill Brahmins, they rape women, they kill them, they rob people, they set their houses on fire. The whole of Navadweep is in complete terror, afraid that any day or any night their house will just go up in flames and they will be murdered by these demons. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he said, oh, then I will kill them. And Lord Nityananda said, no, my Lord, please do not do that. Make them my property. You have not come to kill such demons. Because Jagai and Madhai, they are the types of people that in this age of Kali Yuga, practically everybody follows in their footsteps to some extent or another. If you kill them, you'll have to kill everyone. So please, spare them and give them to me. Let me deal with them. And when Lord Chaitanya heard this, he said to Lord Nityananda, because you have cast your compassionate glance upon them, they will be delivered. They will become great Vaishnavas. There is no doubt. And then Haridas Thakur confidentially started talking to Advaita Acharya. He said, going out and preaching with Nityananda Prabhu is very difficult. He's very unpredictable. He's an avadut. What he does, we go out together in the monsoon-infested waters where there's thousands and thousands of man-eating crocodiles. He jumps in and he starts chasing after the crocodiles and jumping on them and grabbing their tails. And I call out, hi, hi, trying to bring him back. But he doesn't listen to me. He just plays with all the crocodiles in the Ganges. And sometimes there's a young boy on the bank of the Ganges. And Nityananda Prabhu will become very angry and start chasing after him and chastising him. And the boy will run home. And then his parents will come out with sticks. And I will have to fall at their feet and pray, please, please, it's not like that, it's not like that. And other times, he goes into the house of milkmen and he steals their butter and steals their curd and steals their yogurt. And then he runs away and hides, and then they come and they beat me. Other times he goes up to young ladies and he says, will you marry me? And they become ashamed. Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram himself. He's completely a transcendental personality. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Suhuki Kripa Balokana Koro Ami Bhado Duki. Premananda Suki, he's always experiencing the ecstasy of divine love, and he's always giving that ecstasy to others. That is Nityananda Prabhu. And today he said he has gone to these low drunkards, murderous demons in their drunken state, and he's just gone right up and said, chant Hare Krishna. And they ran after to kill us. Advaitacharya, when he heard this, he just became completely ecstatic. He started roaring like a lion. He said, this is what happens when three drunkards get together. Jagai and Madai are always drunk on wine, and this Nityananda Prabhu, he is always completely in a drunken, intoxicated state in love of God. And when three drunkards get together, what do you expect? Something like this will happen. He said, but I can tell you this. And then with a very loud, thunderous voice, Advaitacharya said, because these two brothers have received the prayers of Nityananda Prabhu, he said, within 2 or 3 days, they will join the community of our Vaishnavas, and with raised arms, they will be chanting the holy name. They will be dancing in ecstasy in love of Krishna. So in this way, Advaitacharya revealed the truth about Nityananda's supreme mercy. After that, Jagai and Madhai, they were just terrorizing everyone. They came actually close to Lord Chaitanya's house near the bank of the Ganges. And they started sleeping there at night. Not sleeping, but just being all drunk in state. And people were so afraid of them that in the dark, no one would go to the river Ganges to take bath. Or if anybody dared to go, they would go at least with 10 or 20 others. Because they were so afraid of this Jagai and Madhai. So one day when there was kirtan going on in Lord Chaitanya's house, Srivasa's house, at night, Jagai and Madhai heard the kirtan. And they were just so drunk, they just started dancing to the kirtan. And they even started repeating some of the words. And one day Lord Chaitanya was going to Ganga, and Jagai and Madhai saw him. And they said, oh, you sing very nice at your house, these beautiful songs and the glorification of Goddess Durga. And Lord Chaitanya just walked away, didn't have anything to do with them. So in this way, they were terrorizing everyone and everything. No one would dare come near them. But one night, it was actually the evening, just around sunset time, Nityananda Prabhu in his childlike compassion, went right to the place where Jagai and Madhai were causing a terrible scene of violence. Playful like a child, he approached them. And they saw him. The person that they chased to kill has come to them. They said, "Who are you?" He said, "My name is Avadhuta." They were so angry. He appealed to them. He was thinking in his heart first that if on this night I could get them to become pure devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories will be broadcast throughout the world. At this time, much of Navadvip does not understand that he is the supreme Patita Pavana. But they will have to accept it and come to him if he can make Jagai and Madhai devotees. So he appealed to them. Chant Krishna's names. Worship Krishna. Make Krishna your life and soul. When they heard this, Madhai became so infuriated, uncontrollable anger. He picked up a pot, clay pot, and with all of his strength, he crashed it upon the beautiful head of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And blood started flowing all over his face. And within seconds, his entire body and all of his clothes were covered with blood. Nityananda Prabhu stood there, smiling at Madhai, appealing to him with a forgiving heart, "Just take the name of Krishna." Meanwhile, when Jagai saw this, the compassion of Lord Nityananda and the cruelty of his brother, his heart changed. And he said to Madhai, "Stop." Madhai picked up another pot and was about to crash him again on the head. He wanted to kill him, whatever it took. And Jagai said, "Stop. He's an avadhuta. He's a harmless person. Why you are doing this to him? Look at this. He is forgiving you after all you're trying to do to destroy him. You cannot do this." Meanwhile, the news came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of what had taken place. And within seconds, as furious as Lord Narasingadev, he appeared on the scene. And when he saw Jagai and Madhai, and then he saw his beloved servant Nityananda Prabhu with his face and his clothes and his whole body covered with his own blood, his eyes became as red as fire. And his limbs trembled in anger. The Lord cannot tolerate injustice to his devotees. And then with a loud, thunderous voice that echoed in all directions, he called out, "Chakra! Chakra!" And at that very moment, the Sudarshan Chakra appeared in his hand, and it was whirling around as death personified. And when Madhai saw this, and Jagai, they were struck with total fear. And they both fell down, begging forgiveness. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not the slightest bit fazed. "You have offended my devotee. Today you will go to the court of Yamaraj." And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, when he saw the imminent destruction of Jagai and Madhai, with a smile on his face and with folded hands, he appealed to Lord Chaitanya. He said, "Please, my Lord, do not hurt them." He said, "It is because of my past karma that I was hit on the head. It is not because of them. And it may appear that it hurts, but I feel no pain. They have not in any way disturbed me. I'm very peaceful and happy. Please do not hurt them. Please give them your mercy. Deliver them. Understand that this Jagai, he saved my life. He stopped Madai from killing me. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya heard that, his chakra disappeared. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced Jagai. And he said, "You have protected Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, you are my life and soul." And upon embracing him, all of Jagai's sins went away, and love of God entered his heart. Lord Chaitanya said, "Because you have risked your life to serve and protect my devotee, you are most dear to me, and today you will achieve love of Krishna." And then Jagai fell to the ground unconscious in ecstatic love. And then he came to consciousness, and he looked at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and right before his eyes, Lord Chaitanya manifested his beautiful forearm form of Narayan, holding the chakra, the gada, the lotus, and the conch shell. And when Jagai saw this, he was just in great ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya put his own foot on Jagai's chest. And Jagai held that lotus foot and worshipped it and grasped onto it, seeking shelter. He was weeping. His limbs were trembling in ecstatic love. And when Madhai saw this, he was amazed. Because it said that these two brothers, they were like one soul in two bodies. And Madhai fell at the feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "Please give your mercy to me too." He said, "Whatever I did, he did it also. Anybody I killed, he was a part of it. Every time we drank, every time we raped, every time we murdered, every time we ate cows, every time we set people's houses on fire, every sin, we did it together. If you're going to forgive him, you must forgive me also." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him with great anger, and he said, "You have offended Lord Nityananda Prabhu. You have caused pain to my devotee. Therefore, unless you fall at his feet and receive his forgiveness, you will not be saved." At that time, Madhai fell at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and began to beg forgiveness with great intensity. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda Prabhu, "He has come to you. You are the only one who can save him." And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said that, "My dear Lord," he said, "please, I cannot save these souls. You are the only one with the power to save them. But I make one appeal to you, my Lord. All of my previous births, if I have ever performed any spiritual or pious acts, give all the credits of all my sadhana, all my bhajan, and all my piety to them, to Madhai. And give him your mercy." This is Vaishnava. Someone who blasphemed you, someone who tried to murder you. And what is the response of a great Vaishnava like Nityananda Prabhu? He's willing to give up all of his past spiritual and pious credits to deliver that person and give him forgiveness and love of God. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda Prabhu, "If you embrace him by your mercy, that is the test that you have truly accepted him." So Nityananda Prabhu lifted Madhai, and with great affection, he embraced him. And when he embraced him, Madhai was free from sins. He became a humble Vaishnava. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu announced to the world, this is the supreme mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. No one can approach me unless they first receive the causeless mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And then Jagai and Madhai began to offer prayers to the Lord. And in the ecstasy of love of God, they both fell unconscious. And Lord Chaitanya told his devotees, bring them to my house for kirtan and prasad. So Jagai and Madhai were brought to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's home. And there a wonderful kirtan was taking place. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were dancing along with all of their associates. And then they sat down. To the right of Lord Chaitanya and to the left were Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar. Sri Advaitacharya was sitting in the front. Haridas Thakur was there. Pundarik Vigyanidhi was there. Gangadas Pandit, Garuda Pandit, Vakreshwar Pandit, Murari Gupta, Suklambar Brahmachari, all these great souls. Srivas Thakur, Sriman Pandit. They were all there assembled together. And amongst all of them, Jagai and Madhai were sitting at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they began to offer beautiful, beautiful prayers in the glorification of the Lord. These prayers are so wonderful that Vrindavan Das Thakur says anyone who hears these prayers with faith will achieve the supreme mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They prayed that you are so merciful. You are Patita Pavana Avatar. And you have appeared in these two forms of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Especially and specifically to give love of God to the most degraded sinful souls like us. But we read in the scriptures of what you did for Ajamil. He was also very sinful. He was a dacoit. But at the end of his life, he took the name of God and you delivered him and gave him bhakti. He said, but Ajamil, he never personally attacked the Supreme Lord's body as we did. We are more fallen. Therefore, today, we have received your special mercy. And when we offended Lord Nityananda Prabhu, you appeared before us in such anger that you disclosed your supreme identity. Lord Chaitanya is Chana Avatar. That means he is hidden incarnation. But he said, today, you revealed your Sudarshan Chakra. Today, because of our sinful activities, you reveal to the world that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, and you revealed your Sudarshan Chakra. So today, no longer can you hide the truth about your supreme glory. Now all the worlds will be chanting. But Lord, we are most sinful, because that same body of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, which is the source of all bliss and mercy to all living beings, we have injured it. We have tried to destroy it. So please, accept us as your eternal servants. We are yours. And Lord Chaitanya became so happy to hear the prayers, all the devotees started chanting, Jaya, Jaya. And the devotees began to approach Lord Chaitanya and said, you are the supreme most merciful. These two drunkards have now become pure Vaishnavas. And Lord Chaitanya said, do not ever call them drunkards again. He said, all their sins are gone. I have accepted all of them. And at that time, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to show the world that he had accepted all the sins of Jagai and Madhai, the sins went into his body, and his beautiful, effulgent complexion, which is like molten gold, turned black. And when the devotees saw this, they were amazed. Advaitacharya, in great ecstatic love, he said, "Now you are appearing again in your beautiful blackish complexion as the moon of Gokul." And the devotees were looking upon the Lord with great ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu announced that all the sins of Jagai and Madhai are now cleansed forever from their hearts. And he told Jagai and Madhai again and again, he said, "You must give up your sins from this day on. You must never engage in sinful activities again. And you take the name of Krishna always." And Jagai and Madhai vowed that they would never engage in sinful activities again. And this is the process of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He will take all of our sins of all of our previous births if we simply make this vow and follow it to never engage in sinful activities again and to serve the Vaishnavas and chant his holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that all of these sins that have entered into my body and made it black, he said, it will only go away when everyone very loudly chants the holy names. And through the process of kirtan, all these sins will come out of my body and they will go into the hearts of anyone who is blasphemous to the Vaishnavas. So then the devotees began to very loudly chant Harinam Sankirtan. And as they were chanting, Lord Nityananda Prabhu got up and started dancing. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself started dancing along with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And as Gaur Nithai were dancing together in great ecstatic love, all the devotees were just intoxicated by the sight and the sound of this wonderful experience. And Gadadhar Pandit and Advaitacharya, everyone started dancing. And Jagai and Madhai leaped into the air, raised their arms, and began to loudly cry out the holy names. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki. And the kirtan was such a spontaneous kirtan that everyone was just dancing and dancing, and people were crashing into each other. And they were even crashing into Lord Chaitanya, even Jagai and Madhai. But they were just so immersed in love of God that they were completely unaware of anything except the holy name of Krishna. In this way, they danced throughout the day. Throughout the day, they just had beautiful, beautiful kirtan of the holy name. And when the kirtan ended, they all sat down, and Lord Chaitanya's complexion was again golden and beautiful. Of course, it was beautiful when it was black also, but he was Gaur Sundar. But for some time, he was Sham Sundar. He came back to his Gaur Sundar appearance. And in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai. And all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Jagai and Madhai that you should fall at the feet of all the Vaishnavas. And you should beg forgiveness for whatever offenses you may have made to them. And you should receive their blessings. And then Lord Chaitanya told all the Vaishnavas, bestow your forgiveness and your blessings on Jagayan Madhai. And they all began to bestow blessings from their hearts. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now their lives are perfect. They are pure Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who saw them before would jump in the Ganges to cleanse themselves. Now they have become as pure as the Ganges herself. And anyone who sees them will become pure as if they have bathed in the Ganges. He said, now they have become such Vaishnavas, my own intimate associates, that if anyone gives prasad for them to put in their mouths, Krishna will taste nectar in his mouth. Because Krishna eats through the mouths of his pure devotees. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the glories of Jagayan Madhai, and then the devotees started offering dandavat obeisances to Jagayan Madhai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Jagayan Madhai ki, Mitai Go Premanandi. Every day the demigods would secretly come to witness the lila of Lord Chaitanya. On this day, they just couldn't believe it. Jagayan Madhai delivered? I mean, we have seen Narasingadev kill Hiranyakashipu. We have seen Hiranyaksha kill Hiranyaksha. We have seen Krishna kill Dantavakra Shishupal. We have seen Lord Sri Ramchandra kill Kumbhakarna and Ravana. But never have we seen the Lord give people this. They were actually the same demons who appeared again. Jai and Vijay were cursed by the four Kumaras to take birth three times as demons and be killed by the Lord each time. But when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Jai and Vijay volunteered for an extra birth as demons to get the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So in this particular incarnation, the demigods were seeing, he has not killed them and liberated them with his chakra or his arrows or his nails or his hoof or his tusks. He's given them love of God. These demons are ecstatic, dancing, crying, trembling, preaching. They couldn't believe it. They were just seeing this wonderful exhibition of mercy, and they were just all the demigods, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Vayu, Agni, Kuvera, all the gods, they were just ecstatically chanting the holy names of Gauranga. And these demigods were having such wonderful kirtan. And then Yamaraj came, along with his secretary, Chitragupta. And Yamaraj saw so much, all Brahma, Shiva, everyone having kirtan. What is this? Then he heard Lord Chaitanya delivered Jagayan Madhai. So as he was on his carrier, his plane coming down, he asked Chitragupta, tell me, who is this Jagayan Madhai? Chitragupta said, I cannot explain. He said, there are hundreds and thousands of scribes and messengers trying to record the sins of Jagayan Madhai. They cannot do it. These men are sinning so much. He said, we have messengers coming constantly, every moment, with more reports of their sins. And the messengers and the record keepers, they are so exhausted working overtime, over shifts. They are so exhausted. They can't keep up with all the sins. They are on the verge of suicide. He said, the records that we were able to keep track of, it amounts to a huge mountain. But Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu has made this whole huge mountain of sins into less than a sesame seed, and he has extinguished it. He said, now we can take this big mountain of sins, the records, and we can throw them in the vast ocean. Because Jagai and Madhai have now become pure Vaishnavas. When Yamaraj heard this, in all of his career as a superintendent of death within this universe, he had never, ever witnessed anything that could compare to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Paramakaruna pahundui jana nitai gauda chandra. The mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are supreme. In fact, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they are not an ocean of mercy. They are like thousands and thousands and thousands of oceans of mercy in one. When Yamaraj heard this, he couldn't believe it. It was too much, so he just fell unconscious. And all of the symptoms of his life stopped. There was no breathing, there was no heartbeat, there was nothing. And Chitragupta was very much afraid, and the other associates of Yamaraj, they were all very much worried, and they started trying to do something or other to revive his life. And then the other demigods, they were coming. They were coming back from worshipping Lord Gauranga. And Brahma and Shiva and Narada and Shuka and all the others, they all came and said, what's happened? What's happened to Yamaraj? And they said, Chitragupta explained when he heard about the extent of Jagai and Madhai's sins and how they were delivered in a second and given prema bhakti, he fell unconscious. So all the demigods were so happy, so overjoyed, they all began an ecstatic kirtan. And what kind of kirtan? We cannot even imagine. Vrindavan Das Thakur goes into great detail of what this kirtan was. He explains how Brahma with his four mouths was just calling out the holy names and dancing like a madman, although he's the grandfather of all living beings. And Lord Shiva, he just lost all composure. And all his, he started dancing so much, all his clothes fell off. And he didn't even care. He didn't even know. He was just glorifying the names and qualities of Sri Gauranga. And Shukadeva Goswami, he was there. He was just rolling on the ground in ecstasy, calling out, Jagai Madhai! And Agni, and Varuna, and Vayu, and Kuvera, they were all just dancing and dancing and chanting and weeping and crying and calling out the names of Lord Gauranga as the Patita Pavana avatar. And Narada Muni was there. He was also, all of he had seen, he had never seen such mercy exhibited. He was dancing in great ecstatic love. And then Yamaraj came to consciousness. And when he came to consciousness, he just started calling out the name, Gauranga! And he just, like a madman, tears were flying out of his eyes. And all of his limbs were just going in every direction. And his hair was scattered everywhere. And he was just wild, mad, just jumping, leaping, dancing, crying out the holy name so loud. Everybody, when they saw Yamaraj in this state of ecstatic love, everyone went just completely wild. And the demigods, all of the principal devatas, were all chanting the names of Gauranga at the top of their voices. And the entire universe was filled with the sounds of the holy names. Sri Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki.
Jai.
So Jagai and Madhai became the constant associate of the Vaishnavas. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, proclaimed to the world that this was only possible by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Meanwhile, they both became brahmacharis. And they would just always be offering obeisances to everyone. And anyone they met, they would just bow down and beg forgiveness for any offenses they may have made in the past. And every day they would chant at least 2 lakhs of Krishna's names, 200,000 names a day, minimum. And they were always trying to serve the devotees and always finding great, great satisfaction in serving the Vaishnavas. But Madhai, he couldn't get out of his mind and his heart what he had done to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It was just terrible. He couldn't withstand just the thought of Lord Nityananda's body covered with blood because of his sinful act. Such a kind, gentle, and merciful soul, what he had done to him. So one day, he approached Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and Madhai fell at his feet and grasped it helplessly and began weeping and crying and saying, "I don't know what I have done." He began to offer prayers. He said, "Your body, I forgot to say one thing about that kirtan with the demigods. A lot I didn't say, but one thing I should include. That during that kirtan, Garuda and Anantashesha appeared. And they started dancing with each other. And Anantashesha started chanting Lord Gauranga's names with his 1,000 mouths. And everyone was following as he was leading kirtan and chanting Harinam. So Madhai approached Nityananda Prabhu. And he said, "My Lord, your body is worshipped by Brahma and Shiva. Your body is worshipped by Lakshmi Devi. Your body is worshipped by all the great sages and rishis, and it is eternally worshipped by the greatest souls in the spiritual world. And I have caused pain and bloodshed to your body. How sinful and wretched I am. I am the most unfortunate demoniac snake for what I have done to you." And Nityananda Prabhu explained that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bestowed his mercy, you are freed of all your sins. Now you have become most dear to the devotees. There is no longer anything to fear. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then lifted Madhai and embraced him. First he placed his feet on his head, his lotus feet, and then he embraced him. And then Madhai was free of all anxiety forever. But he said to Nityananda Prabhu, "Please give me some atonement for the offense I have made. Because I have offended so many people in my past life that I don't even know who they are. How will I ever find them to beg forgiveness? Tell me the way." And Nityananda Prabhu said, "You should always take the name of Krishna." And all the people of Navadvip, they love to bathe in the river Ganges. As in a mood of humble service to all the Vaishnavas and all the people in general, you should make a beautiful bathing ghat with your own hands at the river Ganges. And whoever comes there, you should serve them with great humility and devotion. At that time, Madhai accepted this service as his life and soul. With a spade in his hand, throughout the day, every day, he dug and dug and dug, all alone, a beautiful bathing ghat at the river Ganges. And he kept it perfectly clean so that everyone could bathe with great pleasure. And anyone who would come to that ghat, anyone, whoever they were, Madhai would first offer his prostrated obeisances to their lotus feet and beg forgiveness for any offenses he may have ever committed to them or anyone they knew. And then he would humbly serve them and do anything for them. And this humility of Madhai completely melted everyone's hearts. And he became dearmost to all the Vaishnavas and to everyone, because he accepted the order of Lord Nityananda Prabhu to be the most menial, humble servant of the servant of the servant. And in this way, living practically 24 hours a day at Madhai Ghat, serving the Vaishnavas, he was always immersed in the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur offers his millions and millions of obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the deliverer of the sinners, Jagai and Madhai. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that the glories, the mercy, the pastimes of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya are like the unlimited sky. You can never find the end to them. But Vrindavan Das Thakur says, my attempt to write this book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, is like a little bird going into this vast sky, just trying to go as high as he can in this sky, the endless sky of the wonderful glories of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada has so kindly given us, through his books, through his life, and through his devotees, entrance into the beautiful pastimes of Sri Sri Nithai Gaudachandra and the unlimited ocean of their mercy can be achieved by their causeless grace when we sincerely come together to chant their holy names. The Sankirtan movement is so powerful. Narottam Das Thakur has prayed, Dinahina yata chilo harinama udharilo dhara saki jagai madhai. That the holy name of Krishna is so powerful, it is so pure, it is so merciful that it can deliver even the most wicked and fallen souls. And the evidence of this is declared by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur through this wonderful pastime of Jagai and Madhai becoming pure Vaishnavas through the chanting of the holy names. And through this, Lord Chaitanya has given unlimited hope to everyone in this age of Kali Yuga. So it is our great fortune that Srila Prabhupada has given us the same instruction that Lord Chaitanya has given to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu has given to everyone, chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, teach others about Krishna, Krishna is your real supreme mother and father. He is your wealth, your treasure. He is your life and soul. With this understanding, always be humble and chant the holy names. If we take this simple instruction as our life and soul, we too will be given by the causeless mercy of Gaur Nitai Krishna Prema. Srila Prabhupada ki.